I have caught up with Tammy Peters, who is working with Teach Beyond, and we're looking at kind of a different view of what's going on with a global pandemic, as you're hearing about other countries going in for yet a third lockdown because of some of the spikes in the virus and the new variants and things like that. We kind of wanted to take a wide-angle view and see what is going on and how this is affecting kids in Africa. Specifically, you know, the children are going to be the most affected immediately, I think, by all of these situations, especially when you're talking about schools that are closing down. So, Tammy, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thanks. It's such a pleasure to be with you this morning. Yes, this pandemic has definitely affected millions of lives of children when it comes to education and the change that this pandemic threw at them. Unexpectedly, of course, and in countries where the educational system is very fragile in many, many cases, especially for marginalized children who normally wouldn't have access to education very easily or even the funds to pay, because most schools in Africa actually do cost money to go to. And so, of course, this economic, not just medical problem, but it's been an economic problem all throughout Africa, has caused many children to, well, basically schools have closed down, and they've been closed for a long, long time. Some have tried to reopen and then have closed down again. And so a lot of children, this has just been a tragedy for millions of children on the continent of Africa, and schools are really struggling with trying to keep up. I mean, some of it has affected also because parents can't pay for school anymore because they've lost their jobs. So those children aren't able to pay even when the schools have opened again. It's just been a very, very difficult situation for many. The vulnerable children have become more vulnerable because they're more prone to abuse sometimes in that they're not in schools. So picture girls who a school is often a safe place or a safer place for them. They no longer are in school, so that makes them more vulnerable. There's children who are then exploited because there's a high need for money in many families. So they are possibly sold into situations or made to work at a much too young age. There's been all sorts, Karen, all sorts of issues all over. We work in Ethiopia, in the Congo, and in countries around South Africa, and we felt the impact in our own schools as well. And yet our own schools, you know, are places where they can come, and we've been able to maintain some sort of system in place for them, which has been very helpful.
You know, as you were describing the challenges, one question that came to mind is a question that's posed to me when when we're having a discussion here in the United States about how this has been affecting the body of Christ elsewhere. And that is, well, everything that you're describing is happening here too. Mm-hmm. What makes the situation in Africa so much more severe?
I would say the lack of resources available, readily available to so many of these children. I think here in America and in Canada, churches come alongside very, you know, quickly. Hopefully they do. In Africa, they do as well, you know, and that's what's moved me so much, is to see brothers and sisters in Africa, in churches, coming alongside, protecting their children as well. That motivates me all the more to be present there, because they're just not receiving, they're also doing as well. But I think there's a higher vulnerability, less resources available. People are starving. People are, there's wars going on, and sure that there's that going on here too. I don't want to downplay that as well, but there is just heightened. It's just more increased. It's over there. And I think the body of Christ is meant to reach out and help each other. And so it's a shared, I've been ministered by my brothers and sisters right now in Africa at this very time as well. And they minister to us and we minister to them by maybe resources that we have right now that they don't. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. You know, what you're describing is there's no safety net.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, as we're looking at how the body of Christ is responding, I mean, you see this kind of stuff in villages where Compassion International has come in and they're working alongside the church to help the community rebuild. And it starts with different building blocks. And it sounds like Teach Beyond is also experiencing that and encouraging those kinds of things. So let me ask you on as you look into the future for the kids who are being whose childhoods are being so severely impacted by the lack of education, the instability right now in their countries, the terrorism that exists in so many of these areas, like Democratic Republic of Congo is experiencing an insurgency right now, too. What escape, what keys to freedom does an education represent?
Oh, I think it's huge. Education is freedom for so many. Reading and writing enables, like we have a program called Open Schools Worldwide, which I love, which is an intervention which basically goes in and trains volunteers, local Africans, and trains them in with a curriculum which brings the children up to grade three of literacy and grade three of numeracy. Well, with that level, that's a game changer, right? I figure my math level is probably grade three anyways. So it enables them to start a little business. It enables them to not be ripped off. It enables them to help their mother support their parents in a little business. Because if you're in Africa, that's what's going on, right? There's little tomato stands and little this stands. But having and being able to read instructions and know it's life-giving, it's freeing. So being in school, and school's a protection as well. It's relational. And Christian schools, which is what Teach Beyond, you know, we are promoting Christian education and life-changing education that really transforms the heart and the minds of leaders in schools and children in schools. It just then becomes a life-giving place of relationships, of a city on a hill. And so education, I think, is so key. And it's probably what, I mean, there's many things, right? Food is so important, a safe place to be is important. Safety and education are things that are going to transform children's life. And we believe we use education to give Jesus, really. Education is just a tool, but it marries so well because the foundation of so many of our educational methods right now are grounded in who Jesus is and how we see children and how we teach and how we value them. And so it's a change of the heart as well as giving practical tools that will empower them to be able to reach out and keep the process going to others. We have this motto in our school in the Congo called the Fateb Kinshasa Academy, une vie changée qui change les autres. It's a life that's changed will change others. And I love that because that's what we're seeing through education that is life-giving, not just smart education, but life-changing education. And that's what Teach Beyond's about. And we just want to walk alongside people who want to do that, walk alongside schools that want to do that, leaders, little ladies who have a heart for children on the street. We just want to serve them. We're all about transformational educational services. So we want to serve by helping them do that.
When someone hears a story like this, especially because it's such a broad view of so many impact points in a continent that isn't here, what do you want the takeaway to be? What is the thing you want people to walk away from and remember?
Well, that's a very good question. Remember that there's just millions of kids out there who are vulnerable. Remember to pray for them. Remember that you can make a difference in either when you think of them, you can pray for them. When you think of them, pray that the Lord sends more workers. Because I do believe going is and being there in person, it's incarnational. So pray for more workers. Pray that maybe some of the people who listen to this end up wanting to go and walk alongside. You know, I think Jesus didn't, or God didn't just send a message down. He sent his son in person to walk alongside. And that's what I think missions is about. It's going and walking alongside. There's something incarnational about that. So I'd love for people to remember that. I'd love for them to pray for the girls over there that are so vulnerable right now. I'd like to encourage them to give. And their giving makes a difference. It really, really does. We see it. We see what a little bit of money can do. To choose smartly where you give your money, but give. I mean, God will bless you in doing that. So those are some of the takeaways I would say.
Well, you also gave us action points with that, so that's really cool. And you know, we don't want to say that prayer is the cheap shot on responding to a story. So give us some specific ways that people can be praying into the needs of such a huge issue that we're trying to squeeze into just a few minutes.
Okay. So you can pray for our open schools program right now. We have about 4,000 children right now in that program. And these are the most marginalized children who we're giving literacy and numeracy to. And those programs have had to be shut down, and now they're just reopening again. So pray for those programs, for the tutors that are trained, for the safety. We go into dangerous places because of the kinds of children we're working with. So pray for Open Schools Worldwide. That's a program we do for the literacy and numeracy. Pray for Teach Beyond in Africa. We're new to Teach Beyond. We are not, we are just learning. So pray for wisdom at how we learn to serve and walk alongside schools. We have a new project going on called the Sparrow Project. So because the Lord said, even the sparrow, he's there to meet those needs. So pray for the Sparrow Project, which is we're going in and doing teacher training with under-resourced schools. Pray that the Lord provides the funds for us to do that, because these schools don't have a lot of resources to give. And then pray for wisdom. Wisdom. In saying no to some things, saying yes to some things, which countries to go into, which countries to translate the material into. Yeah, those would be some of the top prayer requests I would say right now.